Let's begin again. Let's begin again. Trust in Him and not our feelings. Let's leave the lies behind. Today's Marriage Minute is entitled, Who to Please? Our verse of scripture is taken from the book of Galatians, chapter 1, verse 10. Am I now trying to win the approval of men or of God? Or am I trying to please men? If I was still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. You know, I remember the words of an old Bob Dylan song, Everybody's got to please somebody. Well, if you're trying to please your husband or your wife, give it up. It just won't work. And what kind of marriage counseling is this, you might say? Well, it's the kind that is based in truth. Human beings are so fickle that what pleases us today may not please us tomorrow. It's like trying to hit a moving target. It's a losing proposition. So let's be real. Has it worked for you? There's a better way, one that does work. Live your life not to please your spouse or anyone else. Live your life to please God. You see, God doesn't change. What pleases Him today will please Him tomorrow. It's a goal much more attainable. Then, if you're loving your spouse in a way that pleases God, chances are your spouse will be pleased because it will be the love of God expressed through you. Wow. It will be a love directed by your spouse's needs, not necessarily their wants. It will be a love rooted in the wisdom of God and energized by the power of His Spirit working in you, a love that transcends human fickleness. Change your focus. Get your sights off trying to please each other and fix them on pleasing God with the way you love and treat each other. Everyone will end up being pleased, and God will get the glory. After all, everybody's got to please somebody. It may as well be the one who can be pleased. So a question we have for dialogue today. In what ways have we tried to please each other that just never seemed to work? How can we better please God with the way we love each other? And a prayer for the both of us. Lord, help us to live for one single purpose, to please You with the way we love and treat each other, so that Your love will freely flow through our lives and in our home.
Today's Marriage Minute was brought to you by Marriage and Family Savers Institute. Visit them on the web at www.marriageandfamily.org.